Welcome to 30 Minutes on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm Amanda Schager. I'm joined in the studio today with Ron Austin. He's a co-founder of the Carlos G. Figueroa Foundation, which promotes the understanding of poverty and homelessness through media.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Thanks for coming. How did you get started starting a foundation? What led you to be here?
Well, in actuality, I'm formerly homeless myself. While I was homeless, I was also in double jeopardy in the fact that I was a crack addict. Well, when I say I was a crack addict, I've been clean for some 20-some years. But there's a lot of people that assisted me in the process of emerging back into the mainstream. And so, you know, just going through my normal life, I realized, well, you know, it's not fair that all these people helped me and I have the ability to help also, that I'm not helping anyone else. So that's what prompted me to start some sort of activity to help homeless people in Tucson.
What were some of the meaningful ways that people were able to help you on your path?
Well, there's people that counseled me. You know, the problem is that when you're homeless, you don't act like mainstream people do, because, you know, every minute is a survival thing. You know, saying so you're in survival, 24/7 survival mode. Okay, you're either looking for food, or you're looking for shelter, or you're looking for bus passes, or you're all those things that normal mainstream people take for granted. So there's a lot of people that assisted me in the process of reorienting my my thought processes as far as being in mainstream and such, and putting me into programs to get me into financial education and interactive stuff with other people and so forth and so on.
So really just some of it, I mean, assistance and support, but also just being able to handle the reality of what we consider to be normal or mainstream living.
Yeah, that's correct, because I'm sure that many mainstream people take for granted what they have, okay? The things that happen with them on a positive level that homeless people wish they had. Some of those things, for example, you know, is housing, you know what I'm saying, and the ability to go to the refrigerator and pull something out to eat, you know what I'm saying, a bed. You know, a real bed, you know what I'm saying, or the ability to go to the doctor, or the ability to take your personal transportation and go across town to some sort of activity or meeting or some sort, okay? All of those things homeless people are striving for.
I think a common thing that some people think is, well, they prefer to be homeless anyhow. They don't really want to have housing. Do you hear that much?
Well, there is a small percentage of people that prefer to be homeless. They don't want to have to be able to pay the rent or put gas in the car or all those other financial responsibilities that we maintain in mainstream. There are a small percentage. But then there's a disproportionate amount of mainstream people that think that most all homeless people are that way. And which is not the case, okay? Because most homeless people, whether they're adults or youths, want to reemerge back into the mainstream.
Tell me more about the work of the Carlos G. Figueroa Foundation, how that got started, and what your goals are.
Well, the Carlos G. Figueroa Foundation was predated by another organization, which we called the Center for Creative Chaos. Okay, we had two art galleries, which the concept was that we had the Center for Creative Chaos Art Gallery and the Mars Paz Art Gallery and Studio, and the concept was that homeless artists, and there are many homeless artists in Tucson, homeless artists would get 100% of the profits from the sale of their product, and mainstream artists would get 70%, and mainstream artists would support the gallery. And then some conflicts occurred within the Center for Creative Chaos, and we created the Carlos G. Figueroa Foundation. The purpose of the Carlos D. Figueroa Foundation is to provide video and photo advocacy for the homeless, for those people in Tucson proper. So we, at the present, we have the Homeless Youth Project in partnership with Pan Left Productions, who is our fiscal sponsor, since we are not a nonprofit. And the Homeless Youth Project is where we go into the field and we shoot video and photos of homeless youth telling their stories about their homeless condition. And we will take those pieces and put together a documentary, which is coming up pretty soon, and present it to the public in anticipation that the public will bring about a positive change in the conditions of homeless youth in Tucson. Basically, that's what the CGFF, the Carlos G. Figueroa Foundation, is about. It's about getting the homeless youth off the streets of Tucson into housing plus services by presenting the true picture of what it is to the mainstream public.
You're listening to 30 Minutes on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My guest today is Ron Austin, co-founder of the Carlos G. Figueroa Foundation, formerly a homeless person. Ron, when you were homeless, did you encounter homeless youth, and has your perspective on that changed since you've been working to address the problem?
Yes, I did encounter homeless youth when I was homeless. The problem was that at that time, it was the condition of my life was just as I said before, and that is survival. And so I didn't pay that much attention to the youths that I came in contact with. But now, looking back on those days, I can remember stories that were told to me, which I thought I hadn't paid any attention to at the time, by homeless youths, and which gives me more empathy with what needs to be done in order to bring them back into the fold. A lot of the same stories that I heard then are the same stories that I hear now. They just repeat themselves through other homeless youths. I've heard quite a number of stories, and some of them are really horrendous, horrendous stories of treatment by law enforcement, by people in who live the mainstream. You would think that homeless youth would be treated better by law enforcement and also the man and woman in the street, but they aren't. Okay, they're looked down upon. They are treated extremely badly, and we've got to change that picture, because these youths are our future, and if we treat them that way now, they'll treat us that way when they are in control.
What are some tips for people who, I know that it can feel uncomfortable to encounter homeless people, and we don't know what to do, we don't want to do the wrong thing, and we just want it to go away. Like, what should we do?
Well, you know, the mainstream population has these stereotypical images of what homelessness is about, which are generally false. People who are interested in what homelessness is really about need to visit the agencies that provide services to the homeless. In this case, we're not talking about just homeless youth. We're also talking about adults. But in the case of homeless youth, you can visit agencies such as Our Family Services, Open Inn, Stand Up for Kids, Youth on Their Own, agencies of that sort. Or as far as adults are concerned, you can visit the Primavera Shelter, you can visit Salvation Army, Gospel Rescue Mission, and you can talk to the staff there, and you can also, I'm sure that if you go there, that you'll have the opportunity to interact with homeless people and listen to their stories, okay? The problem here is that homeless people generally are not talked to by mainstream, by the man and woman in the street. They are generally ignored, okay, or even looked over. So if you go to these shelters or these agencies and talk to the homeless, you will find that they are people just like you and I, okay? They're not some sort of strange anomaly, some sort of alien thing, okay? They have the same sort of desires, they have the same sort of wants, okay? And they were some of them probably was your next door neighbor. So therefore, the best thing you can do is find the facts out about homelessness. Okay, and in finding those facts out, if you're a person that likes to participate in actions, who feel that homeless people on the street, something needs to be done for them or about them, then you can talk it up with your friends and your relations and your coworkers, and change those stereotypical pictures that are erroneous and false in their minds, so that you and they will have the complete picture of the reality of the condition of homelessness.
Does Tucson have any particular features about homelessness that other city that are different here than?
Well, the thing about Tucson is that, unlike some of the bigger cities, okay, as compared to some place like New York or Philadelphia or Detroit or something like that, a homeless person doesn't have to starve here in Tucson, okay? There are many churches and many organizations that feed the homeless. There's Brian Flagg's Casa Maria. There's a consortium of churches that feed throughout the city. There are people that actually, individuals that go into the various parks and take sack lunches and pizzas and stuff of that sort, okay? So that's the one thing that is different about Tucson. In addition, the weather is an important factor also, okay? In that it's unlikely that a homeless person is going to wake up in the morning and find himself covered with 3 feet of snow while he's sleeping out in the park or the drainage ditch, okay? But then, of course, drainage ditches are popular places to camp, but then, of course, during the monsoon season, they can be very unsafe. As I stated before, if you have to look at homeless people as humans, okay? You have to do this because, you know, what happens is that homeless people, once they stay homeless for a period of time, for a lengthy period of time, and don't have positive interactions with mainstream man and woman in the street, then they become abhorrent of you and I. And they very seldom have any interaction with the mainstream. Because of the stereotypical images that are prevalent, and the icons of those images that remain prevalent in the man and woman in the street, I'm not saying that you have to have lengthy conversations with homeless people on the street. Okay, I'm not saying, and don't take them home. No, don't do that. Okay, we're not saying that. Okay, but you know, if you see a homeless person on the street, at least acknowledge them as being human, as being a person, rather than looking over them or looking through them, okay? That's the best, you know, if you're not going to give them any money, that's the best thing that you can do for them at that moment, okay? Because they don't get that. They don't get that at all, hardly at all. You know, a greeting, a nod of the head, you know what I'm saying, you know, the meeting of the eyes, okay? That's acknowledgement.
You're listening to 30 Minutes on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My guest today is Ron Austin, co-founder of the Carlos G. Figueroa Foundation, which seeks to promote the understanding of poverty and homelessness through media. As you've been pursuing the Homeless Youth Project and other projects, what are some of the stories that you've encountered that have really touched you?
Oh, my goodness. In dealing with youth, I've heard stories of one example of homeless youth and their interaction with law enforcement, for example. I have a video up on YouTube, Homeless Youth Project in the Tunnels. There were these five youths that were living in the tunnels under the city.
What are these tunnels and where these are they?
They are drainage tunnels. I can't really tell you where they are at for confidentiality purposes, but it really wouldn't make any difference right now because they don't live there any longer. But one main reason why they don't live there any longer is because the law enforcement had the fire department go in there and spray all of their belongings with fire hoses down into the drainage system. And not only that, but let me back up just a moment. These youths were living in the most decrepit conditions that you could ever consider possible because they were living in a space where all the filth and detritus from throughout the city flows down into their tunnels, okay? And you can see where they were living, if you look behind them, in the video is shown, you can see all the collections of garbage and filth and stuff where they were living in, okay? This is atrocious. This should not be happening. But at any rate, getting back to the stories, I remember several youths were telling me that they had their belongings stored in a particular place near a bus station. And what happened was that law enforcement went there with pepper spray and sprayed all of their belongings with pepper spray. Now, to explain to you how bad this is, you have to realize that these youths' stuff contained not only the things that they need to survive on a day-to-day basis, but also memories from when they were housed, you know, pictures, photographs, teddy bears, emotional stuff, okay? This stuff is all gone. Even their medication, if they should be taking any, was probably in those backpacks, okay? And all the medication is gone. All this stuff is gone. This is not something that should be perpetuated on homeless youth who are just trying to survive on a daily basis. I mean, why would law enforcement do something of that sort instead of trying to help these kids, okay? In addition, law enforcement also treats the kids badly. They roust them when they see them on 4th Avenue. I've had kids tell me that law enforcement would ticket them for crossing, jaywalking across the street when other mainstream people were jaywalking, but they were picked on to be ticketed. Law enforcement calls them names, disparaging names. It's just atrocious. I really can't. I don't understand the mentality that brings on this sort of actions. Also, there are many other stories of youth who sleep out at the various bus stations around town, being approached by predatory adults that offer them housing for a period of time for services rendered. Things of that sort. This is absolutely atrocious. I mean, this is beyond my concept of reality for things of this sort to occur. I mean, we have to change these things. Okay, we have to change these are our kids. You know, they say that it takes a village to raise a child. The village of Tucson needs to raise our children much better than that. Okay, and they are our children. I mean, they may have a particular mother and father, but we all have a responsibility for the youth of our community to be raised as they should be. And these kids are raising themselves and each other. We all know that youths cannot raise themselves or each other. You know, I mentioned just a few minutes ago about visiting the homeless shelters and the agencies that provide services to the homeless. I mentioned some names of those agencies. But, you know, these agencies are underfunded. Therefore, they can't be they can't provide the services that they used to provide when times were much better. So in visiting these agencies, you could go into the back of your closet, if you choose, and pull out those clothing, those blankets, those socks, that underwear, those pants that you were going to throw away anyways, and take them to these shelters for homeless people to use, backpacks, bedrolls, things of that sort. And, you know, if you really feel adventurous, you can go to the store and you can buy some soap and toothpaste and toothbrushes and maybe some new socks and new underwear and women's hygiene products, deodorant and stuff of that nature, and take them to the shelters or the agencies that provide services, because they are always in need of products of this sort. And while you're there, of course, you know, talk to the staff there, and ask them, can you talk to the participants there? And you will be amazed. You will be amazed at the stories that you hear, horrendous stories that brought people into homelessness. What you have to realize is that many of us, even some of you listening to this program, are possibly one paycheck away from being homeless yourself. Not all homeless people are bums, okay? I mean, you have to realize that a lot of mainstream people through the subprime mortgage crisis have been thrust into homelessness. A lot of mainstream people, some of your neighbors possibly if not in your block, maybe a few blocks away. You know, these people aren't what you call bums, okay? These people who through the machinations of our government officials and real estate agents, lost their homes, all because of the almighty dollar. So, reach out. Reach out and touch a homeless person, okay? And treat them as if they're human. Treat them as if they are somebody. And listen to them. Listen to the horrendous stories that they have to say. And you will be enriched by that interaction.
You're listening to 30 Minutes on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My guest today is Ron Austin, a formerly homeless person who has co-founded the Carlos G. Figueroa Foundation, which seeks to promote understanding of poverty and homelessness through media. It just really struck me, all of the different options that you just laid out on ways that people can help, can connect. It could be stuff that you already have. It could be a small purchase or a donation. But most of all, an acknowledgement.
That's correct. I mean, there are many things that people can do. You know, I mean, you know, if you go to McDonald's, you know what I'm saying, you can buy those gift certificates, okay? And you keep them in your pocket or in your briefcase or what have you. And when you pass a homeless person on the street who's asking for money, if you don't want to give money, okay, give them a gift certificate for a hamburger or a hamburger meal or something of that sort. And that's another thing, okay? There's been a lot of conjecture about giving money to the homeless, okay? It has been said that you should actually give the money to the agencies that provide services to the homeless. But you know, I feel personally that's something that you should decide personally. I mean, you know, not all homeless people out there that are panhandling are looking for a drink. Okay? Some of them want to buy a bar of soap or a clean pair of socks or a clean pair set of underwear, okay? Or maybe just a meal, okay? Not all homeless people that are panhandling are alcoholics or drug addicts. That is not so, regardless who told you that, regardless of the stereotypical images that reside in your mind about this. This is not so, okay? Many, many homeless people, I have talked with many homeless people who lack the very bare necessities of life that that you and I take for granted, and they, you know, they panhandle, they collect cans okay? And they're just trying to survive, okay? Yes, there are some people out there that want to drink. I've even seen some carrying sign saying, I want a dollar for a beer. Oh, that's honesty, yeah, okay? You know, but that is not the majority of homeless people. Many of them are just trying to survive, and they use your quarters and or your dollars to extend their survivability to the next day or the next minute.
Ron Austin, how can people find out more about you and the Carlos G. Figueroa Foundation?
Number one, that's really interesting that you asked me that question, because I just found out something that I didn't know. I did a Google search for Ron Austin, Tucson, Arizona, and everything that we do, that we do, is on Google. Yeah. But otherwise, you can go to the Carlos G. Figueroa Foundation.com, or you can go to FigueroaFoundation.com. FIGUEROA, FigueroaFoundation.com, and you can see what we do. Or you can go to the Carlos D. Figueroa Foundation on Facebook.
And you do have videos there that you have taken of youth and adults sharing their stories directly.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you can also go to YouTube. You can just look up Ron Austin on YouTube, okay? And all of our videos will be there.
Thanks for coming in today, Ron Austin, co-founder of the Carlos G. Figueroa Foundation, promoting understanding of poverty and homelessness through media. And we look forward to seeing the Homeless Youth Project screening. Be sure to let us know when that is.
Thank you for having me, Amanda, and I'll definitely let you know.